stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the Allah, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny.
God bless you this morning. God is preparing you for greater. Amen. That's why some of you, a lot of you are feeling depressed and you are feeling like, my God, what is this is going on? God is preparing you for greater. And I'm telling you, you need to go ahead and just go ahead and walk on in. You're going to see that it's a very beautiful thing and it's a very blessing thing. Don't hold your own blessings up that the Lord has for you. Amen. Thank God for our families and friends all over the world. It's always been a blessing. What a week we've been having. Now we're starting to wind things up, wind it down. I'm telling you, if you begin to operate and begin to apply these things that we've been sharing with you all week, you're going to begin to see an advance in your prayer life, advance in your life. You're going to be seeing things, my God, begin to advance. Amen. You're going to advance in every area in your life. I want you to advance. I want you to increase into the things of God, increase into the knowledge of God, increase into what God has for you. You're going to begin to see your life change for the better. So God bless you all. God bless all my families and friends, international partners. We just thank God for you all, new listeners, new partakers. My God, God bless you as well. We just thank God for you all. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and bring our very own Brother Jackson to come on and intercede for us. Right after that, you will hear Evangelist Elect. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you also, Apostle. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I come to you, giving you honor, who's the head of my life. And I give honor to Apostle Temple Spencer. And I give honor to First Lady Leticia Spencer and to each and every one tuned in and all over the world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I just have to say, we come to you almost we know how. Just thanking you for another brand new day, God. Even when the day came in, God, you began to breathe in our vessels, oh God. And that's enough to say thank you, God. When we look at the sky, God, we see you in it, God. When we hear the birds talking in the head of Oshanda, we hear you, the birds even praising you, God. So this morning, God, I pray, God, that every vessel that is alive begin to shake themselves, God, and begin to praise you and give you all the glory and the praises this morning, God, because you are worthy, God. No matter what the circumstances is in our life, God, we ought to open our mouth and begin to give you a hallelujah this morning, God. Glory be to God. God, we thank you, God, because you're a mighty God. You're a greater God. No matter what together the most situation is, God, let us start just begin to praise you, God. Oh, God, let us come before you, God, and begin to just tell you everything about us, although you know, God. But let us stand before you and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, God. I know I don't do everything right. I know I may be fifth, and I'm going to shake, God. But I come this morning, God, and ask you to have mercy on me, God. Oh, God, I come repenting, and I'm going to shake, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I know you love me, God. I know you've been calling me. I'm going to shake. But here I am now. I'm sorry for the things I have done. And I'm going to say, I've come short of you. I know the most of the glory of God. But here I am, Lord, stand before you. Thank you, Lord, come to the Lord, say, God, answer you, come in my life, created me a clean heart, renew the right spirit within me, in the name of Jesus this morning, God, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord, come to the Lord, say, God, you've been mighty good to all of us, God, in the name of the Lord, come to the Lord, say, God, not now time, Lord, while lives have been cut off, not now time, Lord, come to the Lord, say, our gas been cut off, God, not now time, Lord, okay, we never been hungry, God. If it was just a pack of beans, you still made a way out of nowhere, God. We thank you for making us grateful in the name of Jesus. Instead of complaining, we say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, I lift up every leader that it is this morning, God. Hey, glory be to God. Every front line, Lord, I thank you that you're shielding them and protecting them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let us just begin to call on the name of Jesus. If you call on the name of Jesus, something will happen in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. These things we ask you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. end of the bullshit. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory to God. Thank you.
Time, and we thank you, Father God, for the dawning of a new day. We thank you, God, that we're able to bless. We're able to encourage ourselves, Father God. We're able to speak blessings over our lives, over other people's lives, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're able to decree and declare things into our lives, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we are royal priesthood, Father God. We have the authority. We have the structure. We can command things. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for this week, Father God, the morning, Father God, the morning, Father God, the after the evening show, Father God, which was morning too, Father God, the words that the power, Father God, that's just coming through, Father God, your airwaves, Father God. We just thank you for that, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the instructions, Father God, for the tools that you have given us on this week, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the impartation, Father God, that you are doing in this season, Father God. We are no longer in the darkness, Father God. We are no longer in the season of darkness, Lord, but we are in a newness. And we just thank you for that. We thank you, Lord. So today, as the apostle said, we are wrapping things up. And what it is just go over a couple of things based on the what we need to apply in our lives. We know that God gave, it's not what man say. It's different things, different scriptures that God has given us out of the Bible, that it is written for us to apply these different things into our lives so we can have a more effective prayer life, prayers that change your life. And we just thank God on today for him loving us so much that he gave revelations to scriptures, not based on the old, but based on where you're at in your walk with him right now today. You receive the revelations, and once you receive the revelations, not just receive them, you grasp them, and then you apply them to your life so you can do better in your life, not stay in the same place, not stay in your darkness, but walking into the light. The first thing we know is that in Joshua 1:8, there was instructions in order for you to be prosperous and successful. Joshua was told to meditate on the word day and night. Meditate, obey and meditate on the word day and night, and he would be prosperous and have good success. The revelation that we have the ability to command our morning, that was Job 38, 12, and 13, when God asked Job, have you ever commanded the morning to appear and cause the dawn to rise? The revelation was there. God let Job know when he asked that question, not just Job, us. When you read it, the revelation should be there. I have the ability to change my morning by what? Commanding it, legislating it. Command means legislate. I have the ability to command my morning. And then in Numbers 14, 1 through 39, we know that we shall not be like the Israelites and walk around and complain all day, because their complaining caused, that was the reason, the complaining driven by fear was the reason that they walked around in the wilderness for 40 years and never was able to get into the promised land. Their children was able to get into it. So we know that we need to change our negativities, our mindsets, to stop grumbling and complaining about the things that, because guess what? It's not going to make a difference. In Matthew 4:4, It says people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So what we need to do, what this scripture is basically saying, how we apply this scripture is we speak about the promises instead of the problem. We speak to the solution rather situation. Job 22 tells us that we have the ability to succeed in whatever we choose to do, and light will shine on the road ahead of us. So we shouldn't worry about people, places, and things, and what people may think, what they may not think, what they say, what they may not say. The question is what are you saying and doing about yourself? So your light, you can obtain that light that shines on the road ahead of you. And Matthew 24:35, that heaven would and earth would disappear, but my words would never disappear. That is powerful. That goes right back to the beginning when God formed the word, the spoken word, formed the earth, creation. And what you need to understand what you need to apply is, once you have God's word in your mouth and you release them into the atmosphere, that's powerful. You have that authority. You have the authority to do that. Everybody knows Proverbs 18:20 and 21, that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. Let's pause right there. We know, if we go back over everything that we have been going through from the morning sessions and the evening sessions, we know that we cannot come to God and give him just anything. We know that we have to have a clean slate, as the apostles say. We have to strip ourselves naked when we go to God. We know that. So if we're stripping ourselves naked of everything, we're coming to him as a newborn. We're coming to him not with anything old. Everything is new, awaiting his instruction. So we can't go to him with a party mouth. We can't go to him talking negative all the time. We can't go to him complaining all the time. We can't, even on the days that you feel like that, you can't control yourself. You need to put it in your mindset that I have to control myself. I have to control myself because I just can't speak anything to God. It's not when you get the concept that you're not talking to anyone but God in your prayer time, when you're decreeing and declaring, you're not doing it for man. You're not doing it for me, your sister, your brother, your spouse. You're doing it to God. You are effectively communicating to God. You are sending up prayers to God. So you and I want everybody to remember this. God examines our hearts. He examines our hearts. So he know if we pure and genuine. It's just he wants us to have a personal relationship. He knows everything. He knows everything. But he still wants us to have that personal relationship, to talk to him, to, you know, walk, commune with him. So with that being said, you still have to come with him being genuine. You still have to come to him being pure. So your words, you have to sit and think about what you're saying to God. And then let's go to self. If you're sitting and constantly speaking negative about yourself, you know, then that's what you are going to be. You, whatever you think, that is who you are. So if you're constantly putting yourself down, if you're constantly, yes, I may be in pain, but I don't have to keep sitting and saying, oh, my God, this pain is killing me. Oh, my God, whatever. You're going to still continue to move on and decree and declare that by his stripes I am healed. And the healing may not be a physical healing. It may be a mental healing. It may be a spiritual healing. Whatever it may be, you're speaking life into that situation instead of speaking death into your situation. So the biggest thing with prayer, The biggest thing with prayer is making sure that it is effective, making sure that it is pure, making sure that it is genuine, because you are speaking to a holy God. You are on holy ground when you are going before the throne of God. So you do not want to sit. And then once you get finished praying, the next thing, once you come out of your prayer and somebody make you mad, then you start cursing and caring. No, keep in memory, keep in your memory that I just went before the God, the great I am, the Alpha, the Omega, my provider, my everything. So that should make you want to change your mindset. That should make you want to renew. You should renew your mind. You should ask God. That's one of the first things that I do. I ask God to please create in me a clean heart, Father God. Please renew my mind so I won't be conformed to this world and keep doing the same thing over and over. Lord, let the words that come out of my mouth be acceptable to you. And I'm trusting him. I'm trusting him to make the difference, to make the changes. And that's what we need to do, because the Israelites, it shows that they literally, because of fear, driven by fear, and because of negativity, they had to sit and continue to walk around in the wilderness for 40 years. A 14-day trip went into 40 years. And then we know that, like I said, our actions means everything. We realize that. And then we go into Genesis, where God spoken word. He spoke the word, and it was dark. It was void, and it didn't make God it didn't bother God that the world was dark and it was void. It was, you know, and chaos was there. God had his mind set on what he wanted to do, what he wanted, who he wanted to create, what he wanted placed here, there, and whatever, and he spoke the word. He did not use his hands. He did not have people there to do it. He spoke the word. That tells you how powerful the word is. God spoke the word. He spoke it. He did what he needed to do by spoken word. And guess what? You and I are here today because of those spoken words. We have the ability to see the spoken words. You are able to look at the sky and see the beauty of the clouds, the moon, the sun, the trees, the hundreds of feet tall trees or whatever. We know that God is the ocean. God spoke those things into existence, and then he created man after he spoke those things into existence. So let each and every time that you sit and you think about the different things, or you think about the negativity, let the positivity come, you know, set forth, spring forth, instead of you pondering on, you know, what may have took place yesterday, what didn't take place yesterday, what would have, could have, should have took place. God gives us insight, and that's the ability for us to look into things. God gives us wisdom. He gives us knowledge. He gives us understanding. When we put those things together, we become powerful. And then when we add the words that are acceptable to him, his unchanging words, then we become a powerhouse ourselves. We need to identify exactly the characteristics that God has given us. We need to understand, and we know that we are royal priesthood. We know that we are kings or queens or ambassadors. We are able to sit and change things. We're able to decree and declare things, which can change things. It's up to you to sit and change them. You're either going to move forward in your life, or you're either going to stay stuck in your past. And we know that mourning means a newness. So So you do not want to be stuck in your past. You want to be able to get into a situation or a place in your life that when you say certain things, when you walk up to this mountain, you have so much power in you because you're pure, you're whole, you're genuine, and you are walking with God. God is, you have a relationship with God that cannot be broken, that three-stranded relationship, that three-strand that can't be cut, that can't be burnt, that can't be anything, because you have your own personal relationship. Although I'm sitting and giving you scriptures about other people, those are just examples. Those are different things to sit, because people will sit and say, oh, no, this is something that Apostle Temple saying, this is something that Evangelist Elect is saying. No, it is written. It's written. And that's why it's so important for you to meditate on the word day and night, because those same very words that you are meditating on, those words are acceptable to God. Those words, those scriptures are scriptures that you can come right back and remind God of his promises, remind God of his words. You can decree and declare those scriptures. You can go in the Bible and find verses on blessings, and you can decree and declare those blessings. God has given us the ability. He has given us examples. He has given us instructions. He has given us the master plan. Why? Because he knows the plans that he has for us. He knew, he predestined our destiny before, while we were in our mother's womb. It is up to us to sit and receive the power that God has given us. It is up to us to sit and go and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. There may be times that you may not have to say anything. The word of God say that you may just have to groan. But guess what? You are trusting on the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. We have been given a newness that will allow us to prosper, a newness that will allow us to succeed, a newness where we can sit and speak into our destiny, because we know that we're on one accord with God. And we know with us being on one accord with God, we tapping into the power. We know that us being on one accord, that his Holy Ghost, his Holy Spirit is living and residing and active into our lives. And this is what we need to remember. These are the things that we need to do. To sit, get up in the morning. As Apostle said last night, your morning may be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Your morning may be 8 p.m. Whenever you get the light bulb, the light, because we know that Jesus is the light. We learned that too. And when that light bulb clicks on and your morning begins, activate, that's the word, activate the things, the tools. They may be weapons. You may be going into a warfare. Your mouth becomes your weapon then. Those words that you are speaking, you're coming and you are speaking words against the evil ruler, Satan and his imps, the fiery dots at night. You are speaking because what? You're speaking because God has given you the words, the weapons to do so. I cannot express to you, myself, or anyone else how powerful the tongue is, how powerful the spoken word is. What we have to do is we have to sit and we have to apply it. The tools that you have been given, you need to apply it. If you want your life to change, apply the word of God. If you want your circumstances to stay the same, let them stay that way. We have to sit and ask God to change us so our circumstances can change. Listen to what I just said. Listen to what, catch it. We have to ask God to change us so our circumstances, that's a spoken word. It came out of my mouth. You're hearing this because it came out of my mouth. So I'm saying, Father,
in the name of Jesus. Change me. The spoken word is going out in the atmosphere. If you don't want to change, don't sit and say it. But God wants to change for you. God did not design this earth, create this earth, for us to live in poverty. Look around. Look at the land. Look at how much land we have. Look at different things. Everything that's going on with COVID-19, people are getting upset. They're getting, you know, the spirit of fear is rampant. Suicide is up. All type of things are up. Now it's some people saying we won't have enough meat or whatever. God created the land. The land is here for us to cultivate. The land is here for us to sit and be able to build on. Do not sit and let your old circumstances, your old baggage, to go into your newness. If your newness is right now, you sit, you let God know, Father God, I want to change right now. I want you to lead me and guide me. I want the words that's coming out of my mouth to be acceptable to you. If I don't know the words, Father God, lead me to the scriptures as I'm meditating day and night, because I want to be prosperous. I want to succeed. I want to be a business owner. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be someone that can sit and help and change the world. I may want my grandchild to be the first female president. Father God, you have to speak those things into existence, and then you have to speak them as if they are already occurred. But remember this: you have to be stripped naked. You have to have been cleaned everything out. You have to be exposed. You have to be ready to sit and tell God, I'm here, I surrender all, take me just as I am. But I'm speaking to you right now, Father God, clean me up, Father God. And once you clean me up, Father God, fill me up, Father God, not just with your Holy Ghost, Father God, but with your spoken words, Father God, words that are going to change things, Father God. I want to be a change. I want to be a person, Father God, that can change my game, Father God. And once I change my game, Father God, I can go and help someone else change their game. I can't dare come and sit and be praying over you about something when my hands are dirty. And I've given a testimony about that before. And guess what? I can sit and say that God has helped, is helping me to be a game changer, because I know this segment alone has taught me some different things. This segment alone, when I see things or whatever that I may have said and be like, oh, I sit and I stop. I think, and then I speak, because I have to remember that I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to my husband, Bernard. I'm talking to God. My words have to be acceptable to him. So what I sit and say, and what I charge everyone to do today, is to take the different tools that have been given to you day and night. And that is so beautiful that God placed on his faithful servant heart, and the heart spoke to the mind to sit and say, listen, it's an urgency. It's an urgency right now for my people to get this. I don't want this COVID-19 is over. I don't want them going back to the old. I want them to walk into their newness. I'm allowing them this week to learn what their newness is. You may not get it this week. You may not get it next month. But guess what? It is in your memory bank. Not just let it stay in your memory bank. Let it get down in your heart. So when things go the wrong way, you may have a spirit of conviction to come over you to let you know that I have to change, because God has something greater for me. Something greater he has for me. So in order for me to get that greatness, I have to speak his words out into the atmosphere. I have to trust him. I have to believe him. Faith without work is dead. I have to work that thing. How am I working it with the words that's coming? out of my mouth that are acceptable to God. I'm not sitting here. I'm not worrying about what Peter, Paul, Jacob, if all the rest of them did. I'm sitting and worrying about what's going to change Nita. I'm sitting and worrying about how does Nita need to encourage herself to get to the place where she wants to be. The reward. How can I get to the rewards, the promises that God has given me, the spoken word, by decreeing and declaring what God has for you, by speaking blessings over into your life. Do not let the spoken word, the ability to speak to your mountain, to pass you by, the ability to prosper and succeed and have goodness to pass you by. Sit on today. Make a conscious decision that I am ready to walk into my newness. I am ready to walk into that light. I am ready for the morning, my morning. I've allowed the season of darkness to pass. I shall be victorious. I shall, in the name of Jesus, be prosperous. I decree and declare that I do have the ability to walk through my problem. I decree and declare that I am royal priesthood, so I can sit and I can command and change things. I decree and declare that I once was lost, but now I'm saved. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against me and every word that comes up against me shall be condemned. I decree and declare that I am victorious. I decree and declare that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How can you do it, saints? By the spoken word. In Jesus' name, Apostle, I turn it back over to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Beautiful wrapping up. Saints of God, you know, it's just black and white. And I just want to challenge you. I want to challenge you this morning to go a little deeper, a little further. And it's really simple. You know, what spiritual mindset do you have? Is it spiritual wealth or spiritual poverty? Spiritual wealth and spiritual poverty. And you got to understand something. The spiritual poverty, a poverty spiritual mindset, is a mindset to where they always have pity on themselves. They always looking down. They always stressing about their situation. They always stressing about what the devil is doing. I want to give you that. They always stressing about what the devil is doing and the devil is attacking, and it's not fair. Every time I try to go ahead, get ahead, it's somebody problem or somebody issue, or it's a witch issue, it's a warlock issue that always come and try to tie me up and all that. That's a poverty mindset, you know. You know, God, I need this and I need that. And God already gave you the tools to go ahead and do what you need to do. That's a spiritual poverty mindset. You don't need to have a spiritual poverty mindset, because at the end of the day, a spiritual poverty mindset doesn't get you the things of God, or regardless of how, or you're not going to even see the effectiveness or the authority of the prayer or the quest that you are asking for, and you will never see a mature blessing. You might see a little things getting trickled down, my God, but you will never see a mature blessing, amen, because God is not going to give something mature to you, allow something to activate mature for you to where you're not mature until you're still using the poverty mindset. You got to get out of that and live into the place of wealth. That's what the place where God wants us to live in is, in a place of spiritual wealth. And spiritual wealth, my God, you can begin to speak it, and you believe it. You begin to operate it. You begin to walk in it. You begin to, my God, whatever you need to do, it begin to work for you. Because why? Spiritual wealth is faith without works. Amen. You in the place of working your faith and working everything that God, my God, that God done told you. So when you begin to speak healing, you don't only speak healing in your life, you begin to apply healing. I'm going to say that again. You don't only begin to speak healing in your life, you begin to do what? You begin to apply healing. You begin to do different things, changing your diet. You begin to change your diet, probably implement more exercise in your diet. You get off that couch. You get out of that living room bed. You get out of that bedroom bed. Amen? You begin to see your doctors a little bit more. You You begin to change different things. You begin to bring in, add different things, amen, to help you to get your healing. Because why? Scripture declares, I give you the power. That's a wealthy mindset individual. That's a wealthy mindset individual. And all this week that we've been giving you, we'll be giving you having a wealthy mindset. Get out of the poverty mindset. Let's have a wealthy mindset and understand that God gave us the ability to have and to be able to do everything that we need to do. He already gave us ability, but we got to have that wealth mindset to go ahead and do what the Lord called us to do, or whatever we asking for in our life. Amen. So you don't have to ask for money. God already gave us the power to obtain wealth and obtain the blessing. What you have to do, get up, create something, be creative, understand the market, understand the flow, understand the art, and begin to receive it, because he already gave you the ability to get it. Amen. You could go and just go ahead and get it. Some things you could just get up and go ahead and make happen, and you'll begin to see it happen in your life. That's a wealthy mindset. That's the individual getting up. They speaking it. That's what wealth does. We speaking it. We had a successful day yesterday, but today is going to be even greater success. Amen. That's a wealthy mindset, and let's walk into the wealth of the mindset. I thank God for Evangelist Nita. God bless you all and all of you all that have been hanging in there faithfully all week. My heart and my heart goes out to you, and I pray a special blessing over you, because if you hung in there all week, I'm talking about from Monday and also in the evening time, it's because you want to be advanced. Trust me, it's only, trust me, when things like this, it always be a handful, amen, that really comes out, amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. And tonight, I'm going to show you, I'm going to give you something that I had a conversation, my God, it was some years ago, but I had a conversation with Satan himself. And I'm going to share that conversation with you all tonight. And that conversation is going to get you to understand why you get fault so much when the instructions of God comes. Why you begin to go into a place to where all kinds of chaos and you cannot get back around the burning fire and all kinds of stuff happen when God begin to pour out his instructions or pour out information that is going to paradigm shift you. I'm going to share a conversation with you tonight, and I know it's going to bless your soul, amen, because ever since that conversation that I had with the enemy, and you be like, Pastor, you mean me tell me you sat down and talked with him? Absolutely. You got to understand, the enemy don't care anything about you. He don't got an issue with you. He got an issue with God, and my God, and hopefully I could get to that, hopefully I could get into the word today, to this evening, to show you where the enemy problem is not with mankind. The enemy problem is with God. That's his problem. Amen. But because God is dwelling in you and you're made in his image, amen, so he got an issue with you to prove God wrong. Amen. And I want to show you that tonight. Hopefully, I know it's going to be a blessing to you. So I want you to make sure you get around the fire tonight. You come around, my God, this evening, amen, and get sister them, mama them, auntie them, all them, amen. And we're going to get around and we're going to hear what God has to say, God, that God took a true prophet of God through, amen, and share you with some information that if you are truly a prophet, you're going to experience these type of things. And it don't got nothing to do with people sin in their life and sin in different things, because one thing that God does with a prophetic individual, he makes sure you, my God, can answer the call and you are equipped and ready before he send you out to try to do for anything else, for anybody else. I'm going to show you this, my God, tonight, this evening. So I want you to tune in this evening. For hopefully we can wrap it up, but if not, we're going to go into Saturday, man. We're going to go into Saturday, amen. So I thank God for you all that's tuning in this evening. My God, your life be blessed. As Evangelist been saying all week, let's begin to speak the spiritual wealth things over our life. Let's get out of this poverty situation, poverty spiritual mind, poverty mindset, amen. And let's begin to speak the spiritual wealth. Get up. Start having pity for yourself. Begin to do something. You waiting on God to hear. You waiting on God for your healing. God said, I'm waiting on you to get up and act like you want your healing. Amen. You waiting on God to change your finances. God said, I'm waiting on you to act like you ready for your finances to be changed. You ready for your life to be changed. So in the other words, you got to make one step for God can make that two steps for you. Amen. Then once you make that one step, you got to make that second step for God can make some more steps. So if you want more, you got to act like it. Put them, listen, I'm finna go, but I got put the alcohol down, put them cigarettes down, put all that nonsense down, amen, and begin to take on your body, amen. Your body, our bodies has already got issues going on. Why add more to the issue? And a lot of things, that's what we are doing. We are adding more to the issue pertaining to our weakness. Some of us, my God, we are already knocking at that door, so we need to stop the weakness, put that nonsense down, and you need to choose life, amen. And if you don't decide not to choose life and you decide to choose your weakness because in your mind you say it's hard, Lord, Pastor, it's hard. It's hard. It's only hard because you made it hard. But if you want it and if you really want it, you can begin to get away from so many things for you can have the life and fulfill of the life that God chose you to. Get out of that bed talking about, God, when you're going to heal me. Get out of this situation talking about, if you know what's going on with Pastor right now, amen, you'll stop all this complaining. Get out of that bed. Get off that chair. Get off that couch and talk about my aches, my pain, this here, this here, this here. If you want it, begin to do research. Begin to add different things in your diet. Begin to do a little flexibility. Begin to move a little bit more. What are you going to do? That's the wealth mindset, amen. The poverty mindset, they just sit on the couch and waiting on God. God, I'm just waiting on you. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. This devil just always just attacking my body. I'm tired of this devil talking to my body. It's always somebody's problem. If it's the devil, it's somebody's problem. Get out of that. Amen. I'm going to leave that alone. Okay, God, we just thank God for you all. God bless again, once again, evangelist. Amen. Awesome job. And we just thank God for you. Saints, let's walk in the wealth of the God. Let's walk in the wealth. Let's get out of this all this other stuff and making this complaint out, all this other stuff. And you got these prayer warriors, and God bless them. Amen. And they just keep praying for your situation over and over and over, not knowing that you don't want to be in the hindrance to your own situation. Amen. Because you refuse to get up and do something about it. We got to do something about it. Listen, saints of God, this evening is going to be a blessing. It's been a blessing morning and evening. It's just been a blessing. But I want you to tune in this evening. Bring families and friends. Amen. I'm going to share some things with you very prophetically, and it's going to bless your soul. Amen. God bless you all. We thank you. We're going to see you this evening. Amen. Until then, you be blessed. Amen.
Down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes. There's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food.